Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
So, here we are, interview number 25 of the weekend. We are sat in the Beefeater, which is the backstage artist liaison stroke, like, dressing room area for the main stage. And I have found the Optimists. Now, you guys have been all over the place this weekend, haven't you? How many sets have you played this weekend so far?
So we played 3 sets, 1 at Platform 1, 1 at Kashmir, and 1 at Main Stage.
So, overall, how do you think the weekend's gone?
I think the weekend has absolutely smashed it. I think Platform 1 was really cool. It was a nice warm-up gig for us.
It got better. Every gig got bigger and bigger until Main Stage was quite nice.
We really, really stacked it nicely up to where we needed to be.
Yeah, because Kashmir was quite a good push towards it, because Kashmir was the tent was full of people, and it was almost like doing the Main Stage thing the day before Main Stage.
Yeah.
Like a dress rehearsal almost.
100%. We were very, very ready come Saturday night, I think. We were all psyched.
Right, so the big question is then, now you've played Main Stage, because you guys played second this morning, about 11:30-ish?
Yeah.
Yes.
What was that experience like?
Oh, it was incredible. But weirdly, you all vouch for this, saying about it was probably the most calm, we thought we were going to be really nervous for about, of all the gigs we've done the weekend, it's probably the most calmest we've done.
Yeah.
We were more nervous for the Kashmir and the P1 one than it was for the actual Main Stage.
Being calm, I think also that just even backstage was very calming.
Yeah, everyone was quite nice.
Everyone was quite chilled out. Everyone was quite okay, right, this is what we've got to do. And we just went out there.
Professionalism.
The smaller stage is professional, it's just it's all very in, it's very small, really small deadlines.
Yeah,
and we thought that because Main Stage is quite a constant rolling of artists, it'd be like it, but it was really chill.
I'm not trying to say that the smaller stages aren't professional.
Oh, no.
There's a lot more involved when you're playing on the main stage.
I mean, today we literally turned up and we were waited on hand and foot pretty much. Like, we were very, very...
Where would you like your instruments?
Exactly.
Sir?
I was promised a riser. I didn't get a riser, but we won't tell anyone. It's fine.
But we'll edit that out for the podcast.
Bleep it all, please. No, honestly, we were looked after really, really well. We were so, so happy and everything went up so smoothly. I think it's probably the best set we've played to date.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
100%. Crowd energy, we were vibing. I was jumping up and down because I can't move, but everyone was moving around. It was really, really fun. I mean, Aaron literally sliced his finger open.
He had blood all down his guitar at the end of it.
True rock and roll moment on Main Stage.
Rock and roll.
So, but the best part, it wasn't even a heavy song. It was not a light song. It wasn't.
Noodling away in the background and then sliced his finger open. Real.
But we'll go with him. He did a mental guitar solo.
Real Hendrix moment there, buddy.
So, have you had any feedback from anyone backstage about
your
performance?
Yeah, I mean, John Giddings came back to us. He said that he almost has to take a double take because with the professionalism that we had for our sound and everything, and also just how we were as well.
The best words was I had to double take because you guys seem professional. But we all went, don't call us that. We're not professional.
So clearly we look like an absolute bunch of
normal band
degenerates.
And then we
surprise people, which is a compliment. Yeah, we'll take that and we run with it now at this point.
Take what you can.
It's nice going somewhere where a load of people have expectations of you being low and then going, oh, wow, that's actually really good.
I'd say that's our headline quote for the weekend.
I think just because of the way how we played, obviously with us playing all weekend as well, I think it's something that we definitely have earned. I'm not usually one to give myself credit
that's the problem. Musicians are always their harshest critics.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, exactly. So, and I think just this week as well, just this weekend, I think we have earned this. We do deserve this.
What would we be doing White Noise for? This is that we won on our 6th year.
Is White Noise?
Early May.
But the winter.
Shut up, man. I've been playing all weekend and I'm just trying to sit out in a garden.
It falls early May.
Early May.
And then you have a three week turnaround before you're ready to hit Main Stage.
But I would also like to say, if there's any other white artists that are going to do White Noise, don't get disheartened. Don't get it on your first time, don't get this time.
You guys have had a couple of goes at it,
six times.
Wow.
But we spoke to the makers of it, they said no one's done it more than once.
I think everyone just seems to do it gets, you know, so annoyed, downhearted, and then leaves. Yeah. And it, that's not, I mean, what you meant to do in the industry. That
no,
is,
we just carried
you just
on.
Keep, you just keep headbutting the wall, and then
you're right, keep going.
And then, yeah.
There was many times where I did say to the band, like, oh, I couldn't be bothered. And they were like, well, oh, I mean, no, this year, we're doing it with or without you. And I was like, oh.
What was it this year? You're like, let's play not to win, let's play to have fun.
Yeah, because
we had so much fun.
When we're choosing our set, we're like, oh, we need to offer new ones we've not done before. And like, we was like, no, if we're doing it for fun, let's just choose the three top ones on Spotify that everyone listens to. And we did it and it worked.
Yeah.
It really even though we have played them before in other competitions, like a couple of them before in other competitions we've done for them. But it worked, the top three.
If there is anything we want to say, is we want to say thank you to everyone who has come down to our shows over the past 3 days. The
and
support,
also people who came to all the gigs in London and everything.
Yeah,
Islington recently, haven't you?
Yeah, O2 Academy.
Majority of our gigs at the moment on the mainland, but we thought like, oh, if we start doing it, our mates aren't going to come. But we've had actually quite a lot of people coming from the island to go to the mainland.
What are you doing here?
Yeah,
come to see you.
Yeah,
exactly. But overall, we just want to thank them. I'd say the past like 6 months, like the support we've had has been absolutely incredible, and we, like, honestly, from the bottom of our hearts, we cannot thank you guys enough for that. So honestly, thank you. Right, thank you.
The best part is how all our mates are now all moved off the island, different places. So every time we get like a random gig in some little town or somewhere, so one of our mates will end up living there. We've been able to come and brings all their mates, and it ends up being quite good.
It hits out pretty well.
So
it's all
what's
right.
Next for the band then? Is it
more
EPs?
We got an EP launch on
an album.
EP launch 30th of June.
It's the big EP.
Wow. Well, yeah.
Let's big this up as it is. It's the big EP. It's the one.
So the EP will be released on all streaming platforms the 30th of June, and then we'll have an EP launch on the 7th of July at Strings Venue with Myriad and Hello Honey supporting. So, and we look forward to it. You know,
okay. It should be a good night.
Any final thoughts, gentlemen?
Thank you.
Thank you for the interview. Thank you for your time. Yeah. We've loved it this weekend, and
hopefully see people at Big Top in 3 years.
Yeah, well,
that's my goal.
See you next year. That's all we need to say.
Yeah, yes. 3 years' time, I want to be playing Big Top.
Then that's either way.
I think it's quite achievable.
Either way, if there's anyone who comes out for our festival, we'll see you next year. And we love you lots. Yeah. I mean, like, we love you.
Thank you for coming to our gigs and bearing with everything.
Exactly.
Pushing us through.
But thank you very much.
That's grand. Thank you very much, gentlemen. Enjoy the rest of your evening.
You
stay
too.
Safe.
Thank you very much.
And congratulations on such a fantastic achievement.
Thank you so much.
This is Radio FM 104.6, broadcasting from the Riverside Centre in Newport, giving people the opportunity to broadcast no matter their age or ability. We make entertaining radio whilst offering affordable advertising for local businesses. Vectis Radio. VectisRadio.com.